You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Experience, show number 320, and today we're going to talk about how to succeed on social media with the new rules. And I'm going to warn you, I am fired up and passionate, so you want to listen in to today's show. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Experience, how to build a lifestyle business and brand with the best of online, social media, as well as proven offline methods. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and I'm a business development and social media strategist. On each show, I'll be sharing tips and tools that I've used to create a multi-million dollar income from home with my laptop and smartphone. You'll also hear success story interviews from other top income earners. I've coached thousands of solopreneurs in direct sales, real estate, network marketing, and other businesses. Let me help you be successful in your business and rock social media. If you don't have Profit in Your PJs, my social media success kit, grab it at profitinyourpjsnow.com. In this free guide, I'll share the core components of a successful social media plan, and you'll stay on top of all the latest updates. Now for today's show. Hey, I'm Jackie Elmer, and I'm so happy that you're here. And as I mentioned, today we're going to be talking about how to succeed on social media with the new rules. And you may be saying, what new rules? Well, stay tuned. I've got the goods for you. If you've ever felt like you're on the hamster wheel, then this show is for you, because we're going to cover how to still be successful on social media in spite of the fact that so many things have changed. You've probably heard before that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So, question for you, how are you doing with that? How's your tribe? And what do I mean when I say the new rules on social media? Well, things have changed, and I think you'd probably agree with me. We're overloaded with marketing messages, politics, and a lot of anger and bitterness. And by the way, the show notes are at jackiealmer.com/320. You might want to go back because I'm going to reference some good things here. Many people are opting out of Facebook as more and more security issues and negativity and different things show up. Now, I'm not opting out of Facebook, and I don't know if you are, and it doesn't matter. Either way, it's a personal choice. But many people are, and I'm aware of it. I hear them talking about it. I see them posting. And interestingly, and no surprise really, people are going back to investing in quality time. They're unplugging, and they're spending that time with people who truly matter. Think back a few years ago when social media was so filled with big houses and fancy cars and a bunch of stuff that made some people look and feel successful. You've probably even heard that phrase before, you know, may your life someday be as great as you make it look on Facebook. The reality of it is most of us don't want to put our worst face forward, and there can be a lot of embellishing that goes on with social media, you know, chest thumping and making oneself out to be a bigger deal than they really are. Many have realized that buying things they don't need to impress people they don't even like is a crazy waste of time. And time is our most precious commodity. It's the one thing that we cannot get more of. You can make more money, you can buy more things, you can do all of that, but you cannot make time. You can't get time back. So that's really made me think a lot over the last few weeks and even few months as I've been thinking about my career path and my passions and what I really want to invest my time in and who I really want to invest my time in. And I know for me personally, I'm committed to creating transformation for those who truly want it. Why? Well, because I've experienced transformation in my own life, especially when I stumbled on the internet and committed to doing the work to be successful. Now, notice I said doing the work, and that's why I say I'm committed to creating transformation for those who truly want it. If I could open up my brain and showcase for you what it was like in the early days when I was trying to figure out the internet, the passion that I had about it, but the work ethic that I also put into it, you might be amazed. You wouldn't be surprised why I've been able to be successful, because I was truly committed and focused on doing the work, and no one did it for me. Now, interestingly, my first Dream 100 group is launched, and you're still invited to be a founder and to learn how to succeed on social media with the new rules. So if you want to be part of this, go to streetsmartwealth.com/dream100. And that's the number 100. And again, it's in the show notes, jackieelmer.com/320. It's interesting, the days of vanity metrics are just about over. And I'm committed to working in a small group with these small group workshops to move those people forward who really want to move forward. At some point online, everything really became about how big and how many you had in every sense of the word. And vanity metrics is that way of measuring perceived success based on number of followers, connections, friends, likes, shares, comments, the size of your email list, and so on. You talk about a sense of social shame if you can't keep up, right? You may have felt that way. Have you ever shared something on social media and it's like crickets? We've all done that. It happens. It's no big deal, although it can make us feel like we're the only one that happens to when it does. It happens. You know, unlike when I started online, there's so much more noise online. We're competing with so many different things. And back when I started in 99, we didn't have social media, and we sure didn't have all of the advertising and marketing messages bombarding us. So how do you get noticed? How do you stand out? Well, the days of spray and pray are over, and you probably agree with me. I hope you do. That doesn't mean that social media is dead for building a business. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that you need a newer, better, and more authentic and relationship-oriented way to succeed online. A few years back, I read Michael Port's book, Book Yourself Solid. I actually attended a fabulous workshop down in the LA area that was sponsored by Entrepreneur Magazine, and he was one of the guest speakers there. This was probably 2010, 2011, somewhere there. And he was there, one of the speakers, and he shared a little bit about his book, Book Yourself Solid. And the subtitle of the book is The Fastest, Easiest, and Most Reliable System for Getting More Clients Than You Can Handle, even if you hate marketing and selling. And who doesn't hate marketing and selling, right? I mean, most of us truly would, you know, agree that we hate that. So here's what he says, and you may have experienced this too. So I'm going to read from the book. Just bear with me. It's worth it, I promise. This is what Michael shares. I started out as an actor in the film and television industries, taking roles in titles like The Pelican Brief, Sex and the City, and Law and Order. Later, I was the vice president of an entertainment company, and my day job felt like a prison. When I decided to become an independent coach and consultant, I marked my freedom date on every calendar. And once I got a bonus and realized I could do this, and my income started achieving more than I was making in my day job, I delivered my resignation letter. Free at last. I started my own business full-time and plunged into the career of serving others. But I didn't bask in the glory for long. Clients didn't fall into my lap and instantly trade their money for my services. It hit me like a ton of bricks. I could either bury my company and let it die, or I could kick it into high gear, and that's what I did. I worked every single day for no less than 16 hours to pay the bills. I studied everything I could get my hands on about how to make my business succeed. I learned how to attract clients, communicate effectively, and sell, market, and promote what I do. And it worked. 10 months later, I was booked solid. So I developed a replicable system on how to book yourself solid. And there's no question that this system can transform your business. Now, I got to tell you, when I read that in his book, I nearly fell out of my chair because I felt like I had written it, because that was the same thing that I experienced when I took my business to the internet. Now, if you know my story, you know that I got my start in network marketing and direct sales, and I'll never be written up in the Network Marketing Hall of Fame as a big fast starter. You won't find my picture there. I did have some success after a while, but I stumbled and fumbled and, you know, really had a very negative blueprint regarding network marketing. But I developed some success. But over time, I realized I was out of warm market. I was tired of running ads. I was tired of running around to Chamber of Commerce meetings. I hadn't really done a good job of learning to navigate the world of networking appropriately and how to really be a good networker. So I wasn't doing so well in that area. But in 1999, I went to an internet marketing seminar and it literally changed my life. And I saw that I could develop a system where I could attract clients to me. And at this point, I had learned to communicate fairly effectively, share what I do, ask engaging questions and that type thing. So even though I wasn't a huge networking success in terms of the offline world, I was doing fairly good. But you know, my time was limited as a mom of small kids and being married to an airline pilot husband. So I really wanted to develop this system that would attract clients to me and that would allow me to promote what I did and would literally get me booked solid. So as you can imagine, when I read this part of his book, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, this is me a few years later, okay? So that's what he did, and that's exactly what I've done over the few years that I've been doing this, 19 this month, as a matter of fact, that I've been online, and it's exactly what I'm doing with the Dream 100 Challenge. I'm teaching you how to get in front of and gain the influence of those who are your tribe and the people who can use your products, services, and offer and care about your message. And here's what I know, and this is what he shares in the book too. You must build a foundation. And we don't do that by blasting people all day long on social media. We must build trust and credibility. Same thing, that doesn't happen by blasting people on social media. We must employ solid self-promotion strategies that work and at the same time aren't all about you, your product, service, or business. So here are the core principles to building your foundation. First, choose your ideal clients so you work with the right people, you have more fun, you make more money, you help more people, and you enjoy your work. Number two, understand why people buy what you're selling. Number three, develop your own personal brand online and offline so there's no mistaking who you are and what you stand for. And number four, position yourself correctly by knowing how to talk about your offer in a way that makes sense and is not confusing. I want you to hear that again. This is the foundation. Choose your ideal client so you work with the right people, have more fun, make more money, help more people, and enjoy your work. Understand why people buy what you're selling. Develop your own personal brand online and offline so there's no mistaking who you are and what you stand for. And then position yourself correctly by knowing how to talk about your offer in a way that makes sense and is not confusing. We've been talking about this over in my Facebook group. Are you part of it? Just go to Facebook and type in Street Smart Wealth School and you'll find our group. Join us. All right, so my question for you is, have you mastered these particular things in your business yet? Success as a solopreneur comes down to a few simple things, and that is developing those business skills. These are all learned, and I stated them above twice. Those are the business skills you must learn to be successful. So rewind this if you need to and listen again. And again, the show notes are at jackieomer.com/320. If you don't have these figured out and you're tired of the struggle of going it alone and trying to figure it out for yourself, then I have a special invitation for you to join me in the Dream 100 Social Media Challenge. I'm still not sure about calling it a challenge because honestly, I'm a little worn out on challenges and I think you might be too. Have you ever started a 30-day challenge and not finished it? I sure have. So I don't really want to go there. And yet I created a big part of this infrastructure over the last few weeks before I really thought that part through. So I'm open to your thoughts and suggestions, but for now we're kind of carrying on calling it a challenge. The reality of it is people are in pain and they're struggling for more in their lives. They're struggling for more in their relationships and their businesses. And they're certainly struggling with social media as a tool to assist them in business. Do you feel this way? Do you know how to find your tribe? Do you know how to create your tribe? And do you know how to rock out your tribe? Freedom is one of those things that so many people crave. The income, the true ability to have choices, and sometimes for the first time ever. It's been my passion to mentor, coach, and advise hundreds of men and women to grow the confidence, the energy, and the influence to create real change in their lives and the lives of others. To own your own little corner of the internet. And I get that you might have fear with this, even resistance, about leveling your efforts up and putting yourself out there. and possibly to have the success that you crave. It's common to think that failure is the fear that we face, but I truly believe that often it's success that we fear. I know that was my struggle early on. I was afraid that I would lose my family, lose my children, and not be able to balance all that was going on. And sometimes we struggle with the worthiness issue. Are we worthy of success? Do we deserve success? How will we handle success? I just want to assure you of this. This is your time. Social media changed everything for me. The internet changed everything for me, but then social media just propelled it. It changed it for me, and it has the ability to change things for you too. And yes, no doubt in the beginning it was fun and engaging, amusing, entertaining, but now as we've grown wiser, we've gone back to craving real human connection. And at the same time, we are ever glued to our phones and our devices, right? You know I'm right. What if you knew how to match the power of social currency, how to build influence, and how to get in front of your ideal client without being spammy, annoying your friends, or turning off the very people who are your ideal client? What if you could do this from home at times when you are available? Building a side hustle can be challenging. Building a business full-time and connecting with the right people is also challenging. So I would like to invite you to come along with me as I pull back the curtain and walk you through one of the most powerful ways to grow a business, to grow that business more easily, more effortlessly, more elegantly, without spamming your friends, without spamming your wall, without spamming anyone else's wall, without constantly pitching your deal, and honestly, without pitching anything. And as you know, I don't teach theory. I only teach those things I have done and am doing myself. So we start with these key things. As I've already shared, choose your ideal client so you work with the right people, you have more fun, you make more money, and you help more people and enjoy your work. We're going to cover how to do that. Understand why people buy what you're selling. Develop your own personal brand online and offline so there's no mistaking who you are and what you stand for. And then position yourself correctly by knowing how to talk about your offer in a way that makes sense and is not confusing. So what happens if you don't do this? If you don't join me in this journey? I know there's so many choices to make each and every day. We do what we have to do to move ourselves forward, and then we have to make that choice. What do we choose to say yes to, and what do we choose to say no to delay on, to disregard or delete? So what happens if you don't make the choice this time around to join me in the Dream 100 Social Media Challenge? Nothing. Really, nothing happens. You will continue on, and my wish for you is to continue on to be happy, healthy, and we'll still be friends. We will still be friends. I'll still be here to share ideas with you, and you can always contact me and ask me questions. And you will hopefully go on to figure it out and have the wild success that you crave. I've said no before. I've left plenty of great offers on the table myself for many reasons. The timing was off, it was too expensive, although I've learned that this is never truly the issue. I don't ever use that reason for myself anymore. And fear is another big one, specifically fear around one of two areas or two areas. Fear that we might lose some form of social status, and how would we feel if we were out there socially trying to do something and other people saw it and didn't see us succeed? And two, fear that we would fall short, fail, or just quit. And ultimately, that makes us feel bad, and it makes us feel bad about ourselves. And as you may understand, it's already tough enough out there. We have enough to beat ourselves up over. So we don't need to add one more thing to our list of self-shaming, right? Those are reasons I've said no before. So here are some things for you to ponder. If you've decided that you're not going to work with me, I get it. But in case you're still listening and still considering it, here's the commitment that I make to you. First of all, you can do this, and I'm going to be there to encourage you and share my own experiences on how to do it. Number two, you can do this well. And while you may not bolt out of the gate in the lead, this is a marathon, and I'm there to be your coach to get you beyond the first couple of days when it all seems easy. Number three, you will become clear on your positioning and your offer. I'm going to share with you how to develop your benefit statement or intro teaser. That's the way of introducing yourself, sharing who you serve and why in a way that's engaging. Next, you're going to become more clear on who your ideal client is and how to get in front of them. I'm going to share how it's done via social media without annoying anyone. And you're going to become much more comfortable, not only on social media, but offline too, when you're having those conversations and sharing your business. I'm going to show you how the two intertwine beautifully, okay? And you're going to expand your center of influence more rapidly when you bring the offline world online. And finally, you're going to succeed in many ways beyond just monetary. I named my company Street Smart Wealth, and the wealth part is about far more than money. It's about having wealth in all areas of our lives. One thing I know and have learned, when money is not such a daily grinding issue, it's easier to find the fun, the joy, and the wealth in other areas of our lives. I mentioned before that I've had the joy of mentoring others, and it has been my joy to mentor, coach, and consult other entrepreneurs to believe in themselves first, and then to go on and have the success that they want. To go on to become that next level version of themselves in all aspects of their lives. To become a better wife, husband, mother, father, sister, brother, friend, and certainly to become a better business owner. It's all about creating a transformation that allows you to tap more deeply into your gifts, your talents, your creativity, and your wisdom, and then to challenge yourself to think in a way you possibly have not before. So are you coming? I hope so. Go to streetsmartwealth.com/dream and I'll meet you there. Is what you're doing online currently generating leads for you? Sales, clients? Is social media dead for building a business? Holy cow, no, absolutely not. But if it's not working for you, it means one thing. You need a newer, better, more authentic, and relationship-oriented way to succeed online. And I have the answer. Are you coming? streetsmartwealth.com/dream100. And if you know of someone who might benefit, please create some social currency and good karma and pass this along with that link, streetsmartwealth.com/dream100. Using the Dream 100 techniques just this past week, I closed over $7,500 in sales. So I'm here to tell you it works. I don't teach theory. I only teach those things I've done myself and have mastered. I'll see you over there. For more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my social media success kit. Stop struggling with social media and start succeeding. I'll break it down for you into bite-sized pieces that make sense. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Instagram, @JackieAlmer. And join me at socialmediabackstagepass.com for complete business plan development and social media coaching and training. I'll see you on the next show.